The message you are about to hear is God's relevant word for the now. The man of God, Apostle Dr. Alex Nkrumah, is a man of faith, equipped with the mandate of shaping lives through the word of God. This word brings to bear on the hearer experiential knowledge, practical wisdom, and spiritual understanding. Be blessed as you listen to God's servant, the Apostle Dr. Alex Nkrumah.
Give me Psalm 105, verse 37. And we'll all read from the King James or New King James Version. Shall we all rise and read? Look at the new level. And as you read, read the words. Ready, go. Listen, he brought them out with poverty. This is a narration. Psalm 105 narrates Israel's suffering, Abraham's calling, Israel's suffering, and their oppression in Egypt. And when Moses was sent ahead out of them, all the miracles, and the night they were brought out. And when they were brought out, this is what happened. Shall we read again? Ready, go. There were sick people among them. Now, listen. Don't sit down. I'm asking you a question. Go and ask seven people for me. Go ahead then. He brought them out. There were old men, old women. How did they walk? How did they walk? Have you finished? Hello? Who can give me an answer? How did they walk? They were old men. They were old women. He brought all of them out. He didn't give them transportation. How did they walk? This is a miracle nobody has thought of. The Bible said that he also brought them out with silver and gold. And there was no feeble person among his tribes. Listen. Why have you put God in a cage like that? Why have you caged God? We sit and the world says that your lifespan. In the third world, this is your lifespan. In the advanced world, first world, this is their lifespan. And you sit down there and technology gives you your lifespan. And yet God says there was no feeble person among their tribe. Go and tell seven people that your feebleness will vanish. I said, tell them, your feebleness will vanish. Somebody give the Lord a shout. Now sit down. Let me try and wrap up. Listen to me. Look to the heaven and say, Lord, since there were no feeble persons among their tribes. Say, Lord, since there were no feeble persons among their tribes, why should I be feeble at this age? Say, unaccepted. He says, he brought them forth with silver and gold. And there was no feeble person. And this goes to every one of you seated here. I stand here to tell you that people who were 70 years, they were not feeble. Now, please, don't clap because I'm getting angry. Were they worshiping a different God? What has become of us? Why have we limited God so? And somebody should answer me. Which kind of God showed up to them? Until you open your heart and listen to the voice. Somebody say the voice. Listen, by the miracle, even some Egyptians, the Bible says, they followed the Israelites. May say, your very life will cause unbelievers to come and serve the Lord. Listen, let me tell you, in the time in which we live, tell somebody no struggle. This is not the time to simply sit down there and think that, oh, look, the time we bind the devil is possible. I am telling you. Because if you are still binding the devil, then you are not growing. They must show up for you to show them the exit. They must show up and show them the exit. They must show up and show them the exit. Give me Hebrews chapter 5. I think from verse 13 or so. Go to verse 12. Listen. He says, in fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truth of God's word all over again. You still need milk and not solid food. Abba! Next verse. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about. Somebody shout, Yahweh is God. Amen. Now sit down. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. Go to the next verse. The next verse says that. Go to the next verse for me. He says, solid food are for mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish between good and evil. Go to the next verse, chapter 6. Now listen. He said, therefore, and Derek Prince, the late Derek Prince, one of God's powerful servants, he said, anytime you see the word therefore, you must know why it is therefore. Why it is therefore. Therefore, a sign sent, let us leave the elementary teachings about. Look, let me tell you, if you go to look for a job with elementary school certificate, will you be employed? You go to look for a job with elementary school certificate. God is saying that elementary teachings. God says, leave the elementary teachings. And go on to where? Go on to where? Look to the book. Go on to where? When you are maturing in the accomplishment of Christ, the devil sees you and salutes you. Listen, recently I heard some news on one of the radio stations. Now listen to me. In a war scene, when there is an advancing army, and the army is always fighting and winning, when the next village hears that the champions are coming, before the champions reach, what do? They don't run away. They simply surrender. They surrender. Don't you know? Read about Napoleon. Read about the conquest in history. Because they are coming. If you don't surrender, what do they do to you? But when you surrender, you become their captive. In the same way, if you know that Christ has made you a champion and you are moving, when the devil hears you are coming, he must surrender. Somebody say, I hear you. You are not getting what I'm saying the way you should. Listen. He says, go on to maturity. And then what does he say? Don't lay again on the foundation of laying of hands. Every day you want people to lay hands upon you. Listen. Repentance from dead works and faith toward God. You know what that means? You are already a child of faith. So if somebody say that have faith in God, you are not an unbeliever. You are already a faith child. Jesus told them to have faith in God because they were unbelievers. When you read the epistle, nowhere do we read that we should have faith in God. We are told to advance. There is nothing like believe God in the epistles. But when people were retrogressing, Paul said, you are foolish. Faith children, and you are retreating. Galatians chapter 3. Why am I saying all these things? Because we have given a leeway to the devil. Today, Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 53 to 56, this is what he says. This one I didn't finish, but you can go home and then continue. God, this is not part of it. John chapter 6, verse 53 to 56. verse 53 to 56. What does he say? Jesus says, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. That is why on Thursday we have the communion service. Listen, Jesus says, eat my flesh, drink my blood. What does it mean? Eating of the flesh has to do with simply imbibing his word. Spiritually, imbibing his word. Drinking his blood is simply in receiving his instructions. That is the spiritual aspect. Because in this same vein, he said, it is the spirit that gives life. The flesh is nothing. The word I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. The word I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. But before he finished, he actually established the communion, the Passover. That when he celebrated the Passover, then he established the communion service. And then he set aside the Old Testament and implemented the New Testament and said, this bread is my body. This cup is my blood. Just as they ate the flesh of the Passover lamb and there was no feeble person among them, so none of you will be feeble. Listen, in the book of Acts, tell me which of the apostles was feeble. Read it. Which of the apostles were feeble? It means that the understanding they gained was deep. What kind of understanding have you gained? What kind of knowledge have you gained? But we know that the Bible says, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night. Yeah. Today, God sent me to simply let you know that just as he brought them out with silver and gold, and there was no feeble person among their tribe, so you, God says, I should tell you that the days of your life, if you have hit 40 and beyond, this day it is reduced. The event begins today. The enactment will be Thursday. At the resurrection morning, you will assume a new body. Today, as we stand, you are going to do something. You are going to tell God a few things here. And from tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm going to give you, you are going to have an assignment you will do every day. You are going to tell God that since there was no feeble person among their tribe, and since they believed as I have believed, and since even my belief is higher than theirs because I have believed in your son Jesus, all of these things that I'm saying, they are the prayer point too. You tell God. Number one. Number two, the discerning that you didn't get. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Today, as you rise up, you are going to tell God that from this day, if you are above 40, you say, from this day, I have heard from this pulpit. Let me tell you, look, some of our brethren who have physical defects, like Auntie Evelyn, who has a physical disability. Look, one of these days you will say that we are worshiping, and bam, you rise up. Oh. I've been saying this all the time. Look, if everything becomes normal, look, this is spiritual. Amen. Are you ready? Are you ready? I can see a jet taking place from here. I can see a jet taking place. A jet ready to zoom. This is a Concorde jet, oh. This is a Concorde jet. It zooms. It doesn't fly. It zooms. Concorde jet doesn't fly. It zooms. Please, rise up with me. Now is the hour. The first thing you are going to do is to put your hand on your heart, the area of your heart. You are telling God. Me, as I stand here, my heartbeat is still like a baby that has been just born. It cannot rise to abnormal level. Why should it? My heart? No, it can't. Hear the voice of God. These men and women, they are God's signs and wonders in this generation. If you are in this assembly, heart failure is out. Are you hearing me? Let me tell you, anything abnormal can never stay with you. Look, there may be a delay miracle, but let me tell you, God is teaching you patience. He is teaching you patience. You are going to speak to your heart. You are going to instruct your heart. Are you hearing me? That is the first action you are taking. From tomorrow, the rest will follow. Going to instruct your heart that from today, I command you to beat normally as God has created you to function. So function. Talk to your heart. Talk to your liver. Talk to your kidney. Tell your kidney. Are you hearing me? Tell your kidney. Function the way you are created to function. God says, as you first reach your vital organs, don't pray now. Listen. John says, I was in the spirit. I am not saying that pray for money. I don't pray for businesses. I pray for people to make businesses. I pray for human beings to make businesses. You don't know. You may not understand what I'm saying. God will make you strong, powerful. You will always be fit. And your business will always accelerate. Those of you who are working in governmental circles, very soon you will establish your own businesses and live there. You can't say, I am the head and not the tail. You are not a supervisor. Unless you are at the top. You can't sit under me and then go on retirement. You can't be here and then let the government manage your life for you. What kind of life is that? Government is the most unstable thing in the world. That's the world for you. So God said, be the head and not the tail. So don't be afraid. Tell God the wisdom to establish businesses. Practical wisdom. Experiential knowledge. Spiritual understanding. It's what God will establish on Thursday. So if I'm talking to you, listen. From the word of God. John says, I was in the spirit. Are you in the spirit? Speak, tell your heart. Tell your heart. Listen to what I'm coming to say. Tell your soul. Be alert. Tell your soul. David addressed his soul. Why are you so quiet in me? And God is leading me to do the same thing. Did you know why David fought many battles and no arrow hit him? That's the secret I'm giving you. This is the day God has chosen. You don't know what is happening. So many things you attribute to devils is not devils. So pay attention. Address your soul. So when I say address these things, you should know. You are addressing your kidneys, addressing your veins, addressing your heart. You are addressing your liver. Are you hearing me? Include your children. Include your children's children. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Thank you, Lord. There were no feeble person among their tribes. God gave them a new heart. He gave them a new kidney. He gave them a new liver. So they were strong. Very strong. Even in the desert, they had all they need. This is the day. This is the hour. I speak to every kidney. Receive freshness. I speak to every heart. Be normal. I speak to every liver. Be normal. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening. And now may the word of God dwell with you richly. For more inquiries, you can contact us on the internet at www.rrcag.org. You can also email us at info@rrcag.org or call us on 0302-763-153. God richly bless you.